New York State and the Seneca Nation of Indians are still at an impasse over casino revenue payments. Niagara Falls council members are confident arbitrators will eventually side with Albany and restore payments that the Senecas insist they are no longer obligated to pay. City lawmakers, including Councilman Chris Vocio, want to have a plan in place in the event those dollars flow again.
It wasn't a consensus, but I think we all do agree that a plan is better than no plan at all. I don't think many of us are happy with the way those monies may have been spent in the past, and we thought we'd take a more methodical approach to spending those dollars going forward, and that's what this casino policy does.
Last year, the city dedicated more than $11 million of casino funds to the general fund. Council Chairman Andrew Tuma says they would like to spend less of it on day-to-day operations and instead start chipping away at outstanding debt, investing in capital projects, and shifting more money toward economic development.
But we have to make sure that we're able to subsidize projects and move forward. And I think, you know, we have done that to a smaller degree. We want to move that to a large scale now, and we're excited about that opportunity. And it could be for housing. It could be for small business.
The council is expected to discuss and possibly vote on a resolution concerning the spending policy next month. Vocio says this year the budget includes about $11 million in casino money reserved from the past. Where the problems will start is if casino payments are not resumed by the end of the year. Although confident New York State will prevail in arbitration, no one in Niagara Falls City Hall had an idea when a decision may be made. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.